The Brady Report.
It is a Tuesday morning. Andrew Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, Millsy. Morning, boys. Morning, all.
What's the latest on Prince Andrew, mate?
Well, he's still all over the front pages, Millsy. It's not good. Several charities are now reviewing their links with the Prince. And also, the accountancy firm, KPMG, they have always sponsored something he does at Buckingham Palace called Pitch at the Palace, where young business people can get in and network and meet like-minded people and do business. KPMG are pulling out. They say they will not be renewing that sponsorship. And it gets even worse. Evening Standard newspaper tonight in London. I've got it in front of me. Front page. Andrew caught in palace N-word row. They've got a report alleging that in 2012 he was in a meeting with one of David Cameron's assistants who specialises in the tech economy, and this guy is now claiming that Prince Andrew used the N-word in a discussion with him about trade policy. The palace denies that he has ever done that, but it's not looking good. I mean, it just looks appalling. The narrative has got completely out of his hands, and the alleged victims in the United States now are calling on Andrew to go and speak to the FBI.
And there's a TV debate.
Yes, leaders' debates. We are inching towards this big UK general election on December the 12th. Tonight, Tuesday night in the UK, in London, Boris Johnson will go head-to-head with the man who wants to get into number 10 Downing Street, Jeremy Corbyn of Labour. The whole country will tune in, and let's see who wins. It's a fair dinkum, head-to-head, you know, big debate, all the issues, and let's see. But some of the other parties are angry, feeling that, you know, they should be on the platform as well, and not just Conservatives and Labour.
All right, mate, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
I will. Have a great day, guys.